Good morning. Welcome to our talk with Sean Stone, who is our cultural editor here at the Roundtable. Comes in every week, comes in every Thursday, and tells us what's happening on area stages and screens and galleries, and scours the listings to, you know, for have to have us consider what would be worth our precious time.
Yes. That is what I do.
That's the mission, anyway. That's our mission statement.
Exactly.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Fine.
Excellent. Where would you like to begin? You saw the big movie of the week.
Captain America Civil War. It was interesting because I went to one of the more obscure multiplexes Sunday morning, and it was still like a third full.
Wow. Very popular.
Very popular movie.
Yep.
It's that old Marvel gang. It's Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Chris Evans as Captain America.
Yeah.
They get into a dispute over should superheroes get a license?
Okay. You know? The regulation of superheroes.
Exactly. And so they fight. And a bunch of the others are there. Ant-Man. Scarlett Johansson's character is there. No Thor this time.
Okay.
So if you're a Thor fan, he's not there. But they fight, and it's loud, and the main thing to recommend the movie is, especially if you haven't seen the early movies, it would be incomprehensible to you because it's just referring back to older plot points and all that. But if you've seen the other movies, you like these characters. You like these actors as the characters, and the dialogue's pretty good, and it's just fun to watch them knock each other around.
Does it count that you can't remember which ones you saw and which ones you didn't?
No. It's like, yeah, there was one with a robot, and then there was the one with the aliens.
Well, the films themselves are all very similar. And then, but when I have, like, the CD cases or the DVD cases, I look at them and I don't remember.
Have I seen this?
I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I know.
Well, and Spider-Man, right? Spider-Man?
Yes.
Okay. Am I supposed
He's
to He's
about
that?
12. And it reminded me how much I don't like that character. I guess because I didn't like being an angsty teen, I don't really want to see one or hear anything about one.
All right,
and this guy's like 12, literally. He's like a little guy. Robert Downey Jr. makes fun of him through the whole movie. It's hilarious.
So is it Andrew Garfield? Is it the guy who normally plays?
It's another guy. It's
okay.
Another guy.
All right.
They got rid of that. Didn't work. We'll move on.
Okay. Reboot.
Reboot.
All right. What else? We got 5 minutes. Let's go through the listings.
Okay. Once is still on stage at Proctor's through Sunday. Lots of shows. It's a great musical.
Great. They were here yesterday performing live, did a bunch of numbers across the street. Sounded great.
Terrific. Then we have Otmar Liegert at the Troy Savings Bank Musical in Troy tonight. And then, let's see, Friday night. Friday the 13th. Just saying. Why there's no Friday the 13th movie opening, I don't know.
There always should be.
Anyway, John Gorka and Cheryl Wheeler, great folk artists, will be at the 8th Step at Proctor's Friday evening. At the Egg, Peter Wolf, legendary Peter Wolf of Jay Giles band fame,
yep,
will be at the Egg with his band The Midnight Travelers with special guests Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. And that's at the Egg in Albany Friday night. Friday night at MPAC in Troy, various venues. This is another one you had on as a guest. It's Within with Tarek Atui. It's a sound installation.
It's a sound installation.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a Lebanese sound engineer, and they work with those who are deaf or have hearing loss, but it's for a general audience as well.
Terrific. That's at MPAC in Troy Friday night. Also Friday night at the Van Dyke Lounge in Schenectady with the local favorites, the Joey Thomas Big Band, will be putting on a Sinatra Centennial Salute. And then opening Saturday with a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. at Time and Space Limited in Hudson is Scout Pines' Give 'Em Hell. That's artist Brian Buono. He does these fantastic screen press portraits of people.
Oh,
and
wow.
I first noticed them like 8 or 9 years ago when they started appearing in my neighborhood, and they're vivid, and they're really terrific, and you should go to the TSL website to check them out. Saturday, the Albany Symphony Orchestra and Albany Pro Musica are teaming up for a concert at the Palace Theater, which will be overwhelming. It's Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. That's it.
Yes.
Really no time for anything else.
It's a lot going on there.
Exactly. And then Sunday at the Egg, it's the John Pizzarelli Quartet. Some fantastic jazz at the Egg in Albany. And then on Sunday and Monday, you should go to the Palace website to check out what the schedule is. It's Freckleface Strawberry the Musical. This is put on by the Park Playhouse people. It's based on that Julianne Moore children's book.
Yes, which is very cute.
Yes. So that should be fun.
Freckleface Strawberry.
We have three new movies. The Man Who Knew Infinity with Dev Patel as a Indian mathematician trying to get recognition in racist old England.
I read a great review on that. I don't know if it's any good, but I read a great review.
The trailer looks good.
Yeah, I like him too. He's
and then we have Sing Street, which is the latest movie from the guy who did Once.
Oh, really? That guy?
Set in the 80s, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Set in the 80s in England. And then we have Money Monster, the movie that is being advertised 10 million times on TV, where somebody wants to shoot George Clooney for giving him bad advice.
Yeah, and there's a TV theme there, right?
There's a TV theme.
Yeah,
yes.
That's great. A lot of great stuff happening. You can find Sean's list on our website. It's wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Always a pleasure. We'll continue with the program after this short break.